All right, welcome to another deep dive with us. You know how we do things around here. We take a fascinating topic and we really dig in. Today, we're focusing on something that's got everyone talking: KI, Künstliche Intelligenz. But we're not just talking about AI in general. We're zeroing in on how it's changing the game for students, for learners like you.
And to guide our deep dive today, we're going to be focusing on a really cool resource, the website ki4school.ae. Now, what makes this website so special is it's actually a project created by students, 20 students, from HLWM Salzburg Annahof, and it's set to launch next year in 2025.
That's right. This is a website built by students for students. So, it's going to be relevant to what you're actually dealing with in the classroom and in your study sessions.
Absolutely. So our mission today is to really unpack this website. We'll talk about what KI actually is, how you can use it to improve your schoolwork, why it's so important to think critically when you're using KI, and we'll even check out some of the helpful KI tools that they recommend.
Okay, sounds good. But before we get into all that, let's start with the basics. KI, Künstliche Intelligenz, AI. What is it, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's a term that gets thrown around a lot these days, so let's break it down. According to ki4school.ai, KI is essentially technology that lets computers learn and do things without us constantly giving them instructions. So instead of having to program a computer for every single step, KI allows computers to learn from data and adapt, kind of like how we learn.
So it's like instead of giving a computer step-by-step instructions on how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you just showed a bunch of examples, like different people making sandwiches, and the KI would figure out the process on its own.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. And it does this for all kinds of things, recognizing images, writing texts, understanding language. It's pretty mind-blowing.
It is. And it's not as new as some people might think, right?
Right. That's a really interesting point. So the website mentions an interview with Professor Arne Bathke from the University of Salzburg, an expert in mathematics and AI. He probably delves into the history of AI and how it's been developing for decades. And ki4school.at actually mentions some fascinating historical facts.
Like what?
Well, did you know that the first computer program was actually written over 180 years ago and by a woman?
Wow, no, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And the term Künstliche Intelligenz itself, that's been around since the 1950s. So this whole idea of AI, it's not just some recent fad. It's been around for a while.
I guess that makes sense. But it seems like it's really exploding now. Why is that?
I think there are a few reasons. One is that we now have a lot more data available than ever before, and that data is what AI needs to learn. Another reason is that computing power has gotten much cheaper and more accessible, so we can now build and train much more complex AI models. And then there's the fact that we're starting to see real-world applications of AI that are actually making a difference in people's lives.
That makes sense. So KI can do all sorts of amazing things, but it's not all sunshine and roses, is it? I mean, ki4school.at even talks about a potential dark side to KI.
Absolutely. It's important to remember that KI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. So we need to be aware of the potential downsides.
So what are some of the things we need to be careful about?
Well, one thing is that KI can sometimes invent facts. It might generate information that sounds plausible, but it's actually not true.
So it's like KI can make things up.
Yes, exactly. And it might do this unintentionally. It's not like KI is trying to deceive us. It's just that the way it learns can sometimes lead to these kinds of errors. Another potential downside is that KI might intentionally hide certain aspects of a topic.
So it could be biased.
Yes, it could, especially if the data it's trained on is biased, and we need to be aware of that. And then, of course, there's the issue of privacy. We need to be very careful about sharing our personal information with KI tools, because once that information is out there, it can be very difficult to control.
Okay, so it sounds like KI is a powerful tool, but it's important to use it responsibly and to think critically about the information it gives us.
Absolutely. And ki4school.at actually emphasizes this a lot. They even mention something called KI Spielregeln, which are like rules for using KI responsibly. Now, they don't go into a ton of detail about these rules on the website, but just the fact that they mention them suggests that they see this as really important.
I agree. And it makes me think, like, what kind of guidelines should I be following when I'm using KI for school?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's something each of us has to think about individually. But it's definitely worth taking some time to reflect on how you want to use KI in a way that's both ethical and effective.
All right, so we've talked about what KI is and some of the things to be aware of, but let's get to the good stuff. What are some of the actual KI tools that KI4School.at recommends?
Yeah, let's dive into that. They have a whole section on their website dedicated to showcasing useful KI tools that students can use for learning.
And they're all free, right?
Most of them are, which is awesome.
Okay, so what's first on the list?
So first up, we have Google Notebook LM. Think of it as a super-powered note-taking app. It can help you structure your notes, summarize information, and even provide that information in audio form.
Oh, so it's like having your notes read aloud to you. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. And it could be really helpful for understanding new topics, especially if you're someone who learns well by listening. Plus, even though the website doesn't specifically say it, a lot of Google products work in multiple languages. So there's a good chance you could use this for your German notes and readings as well.
Nice. What's next?
Okay, next we have ChatPDF. This one's all about making those long, complicated PDF documents you often have to read for school a lot easier to digest.
Oh, I could have used that back in the day. I remember spending hours trying to wade through research papers.
Right. With ChatPDF, you can actually chat with the document and ask it specific questions. It'll pull out the relevant information and give you answers in a way that's much easier to understand. And again, it likely handles German PDFs without a problem.
Very cool. Yeah, all right, what else?
Now, this one's really interesting. It's called Teachable Machine, and it's another tool from Google. This one actually lets you create and train your own simple KI models without needing any coding experience.
Wait, so I could actually build my own KI?
In a way, yeah. It's more about understanding the basic principles of how AI works rather than building something super complex. But it's a really fun and hands-on way to learn about machine learning. And again, Google often makes their tools available in multiple languages, so you could probably use this with a German interface as well.
That sounds like a great way to demystify KI and make it less intimidating.
Absolutely. And then there's DeepLWrite. This one's specifically for anyone who wants to improve their writing skills. It's an AI-powered writing assistant developed by a German company, DeepL GmbH.
So it analyzes your writing and gives you feedback.
Exactly. It can help you polish your grammar, style, and clarity. And since it's developed by a German company, it's particularly good at working with German text. So if you're writing essays in German or any kind of German text, this could be a really valuable tool.
Wow, that's impressive. Are there any tools for the more creatively inclined?
Actually, yes. There's Suno, which lets you create music using KI. You don't even need to know anything about music production.
Really? So I could just, like, tell it what kind of music I want, it would make it for me?
Pretty much, yeah. It's not going to compose a symphony, but it can create some really cool and unique pieces of music. And who knows, maybe it can even handle German lyrics or prompts. We'd have to try it out and see.
Okay, so we've got tools for note-taking, research, writing, and even music creation. What else is there?
Well, they also mention AI image generators like DALL-E 3 and Canva. These tools let you create or modify images based on text descriptions or links.
Oh, so I could just describe an image I want and the KI would generate it for me.
Exactly. It's pretty amazing. And you can usually type those descriptions in German as well. So if you need an image for a presentation or you just want to visualize something you're learning about, these tools can be really helpful.
I'm starting to see why people are so excited about KI. It can do so much.
It really can. And then there's Perplexity, which is like a combination of a search engine and a chatbot. It's great for research because it can not only find relevant information, but also answer your questions in a conversational way.
So it's like having a conversation with a really knowledgeable librarian.
Yeah, kind of. And since it's designed for research, I'd imagine it's quite good at understanding and answering questions in German.
That makes sense. And what's the last tool on the list?
Okay, this one is particularly relevant to our focus on German conversation. It's ChatGPT Audio. This is a feature that lets you actually communicate with KI using your voice in German.
Oh, wow, that's cool. So instead of typing in my questions, I can just speak to it.
Exactly. It's like having a conversation with a KI. You can ask it questions, have it explain things to you, all in spoken German. It's a really innovative way to interact with KI, and it could be especially helpful for practicing your German conversation skills.
Yeah, I can see that. It would be much more natural than typing everything out. And it seems like most of these tools are free, which is a huge bonus for students.
Definitely. The accessibility of these tools is a big part of why they're becoming so popular.
Okay, so we've talked about a bunch of different KI tools, but before we wrap up, I want to come back to something KI4School.cat mentioned that I think is really important, the need for critical thinking.
Yeah, I think that's crucial. We can't just blindly accept everything KI tells us. It's important to remember that KI is a tool, and like any tool, It has limitations.
And they even included a quote from Kai-Fu Lee that really stuck with me. He said, "Ke ist nicht die Zukunft." That's a pretty bold statement.
It is, and I think it's meant to make us think, like, if KI isn't the future, then what is, and what role do we play in shaping that future?
Yeah, that's a good question. So how do we balance the excitement about KI with the need to be cautious and critical?
Well, I think it starts with understanding how KI works and what its limitations are. We need to be aware that KI can be biased, that it can make mistakes, and that it's not always right. And then we need to apply our own critical thinking skills to the information that KI gives us. Don't just take it at face value. Question it. Do your own research and come to your own conclusions.
Okay, so to sum up our deep dive today, KI has the potential to be a really powerful tool for students. It can help you learn more efficiently, be more creative, and even improve your language skills. But it's important to use it responsibly and to think critically about the information it provides.
Absolutely. And resources like ki4school.at can be really valuable for helping students navigate this new world of AI in education. They've done a great job of curating a collection of useful tools and providing guidance on how to use them effectively.
Definitely. So if you're interested in learning more about KI and how you can use it in your own learning journey, I highly recommend checking out ki4school.at.
And as you explore these tools, keep in mind that the future of AI isn't predetermined. It's something that we're all shaping together. So be curious, be critical, and be creative. And who knows, maybe you'll be the one to develop the next groundbreaking KI tool.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.